You are standing outside the parish church of St. Michael and All Angels in Lambourne, a building with origins in the Saxon period, more than 1,000 years ago. A charter issued by King Canute in 1032 refers to this church as Lambourne Minster. This confirms its early importance as a religious centre serving a wide surrounding area rather than just the village itself. The structure you see today reflects continuous development over many centuries. The earliest surviving parts date from the Norman period in the 12th century, when the main body of the church was established. These early sections are characterized by thick masonry walls and relatively simple architectural forms. Over time, the building was extended and altered. The church developed into a large and complex structure, sometimes described as the Cathedral of the Downs, because of its scale and importance in the region. Medieval additions include new windows and chapels, reflecting both population growth and increased wealth. The church's history is closely linked to that of Lambourne itself. In the medieval period, Lambourne was a market town and a centre for sheep farming across the Berkshire Downs. The village has since changed in character and is now widely known for its racehorse training industry, but the church has remained a constant presence throughout. The building also contains layers of personal history. Inside are numerous memorials spanning several centuries, recording the lives of local families. Among these is a particularly moving example from 1802, commemorating the loss experienced by John and Maria. Their memorial reflects the practice of making personal grief within the church, preserving individual stories alongside the wider history of the parish. The church is also notable for its organ. The present instrument is associated with the renowned 19th century organ builder Henry Willis and was installed in 1858. It is a three-manual organ, incorporating some pipework that is even older, dating back to an earlier 18th century instrument. It remains an important part of the church's musical tradition. Externally, the church displays a mixture of architectural styles from different periods, all combined into a single structure. The plan includes a nave, chancel, chapels, and a tower, reflecting the gradual expansion rather than a single design. Today, the church continues as an active parish church, serving the local community and maintaining a tradition of worship that stretches back over a millennium. And that is its enduring significance. Despite all the changes in the village, in society, and in the wider world, this church has remained constant. It continues to bring people together, just as it has done over 1,000 years. Standing here today, you're not just looking at history, you are a part of it.